This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
We put pictures of missing children on milk cartons because nobody can find missing kids like milk drinkers. That is the power of vitamin D, ladies and gentlemen. Honey, stop the car. Stop. What's wrong? Stop the car. Did you have milk this morning? Yes, I did. Yes. Just stop the car. Give me that milk in there. But honey, we were saving that for a special occasion. Just, a child's life is in danger. Give me the milk. Give me the half and half. No, that's too much power. All right.
Four on the wake up call. It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin. And we might have a little bit of a problem today.
Uh-oh.
Just as I am starting to finally feel better from the flu, you might notice that my voice sounds a little off.
A little?
To say the least.
Yeah.
A little off. And you know what's funny is I didn't realize that, obviously. I wake up and I have nobody to talk to when I wake up until I stopped at Starbucks.
Oh.
And they go, "Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get you?" And I go, "Hi." And I was like, "Uh-oh." Like nothing's coming out. Nothing of quality. So listen, I got myself a medicine ball. We're going to see if this helps.
That drink from Starbucks, I've never had it. I've only smelled it. it seems awful.
It works wonders.
Sometimes you got to do the things you don't like to do, Katie.
It's actually really good, Katie.
It's hot tea.
It's hot tea. So they used to use Mint Majesty, but then they changed it to Mint Jubilee.
Nobody cares what kind of tea.
It matters because the mint helps with your sickness. All then it's a steamed lemonade.
Steamed lemonade.
This sounds so.
And then agave.
Oh, God.
And there's honey in it, too.
Honey instead of agave. Honey is healthier for
it. So, so bad. I can't tell you.
That's why you're sick.
That's why you're sick.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I won't be sick.
Okay. Yes, Gavin. I'm so sure.
That my voice will be restored to its glorious majesty. Wow. And yours will sink into the depths of hell.
Yeah, and still coughing up a lung.
Yes.
I think I'm going to urgent care after the show.
Oh my God, you guys are dying on me.
We kind of are.
We can't live like this.
No, literally.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I think you got us sick.
Oh, yeah. It's your fault.
I think.
He said he was starting to feel sick, but the same time I did.
I feel fine. I bounce up like I don't know, what bounces back up.
Must have been all that fresh air in Yosemite.
Yes, the ice cold.
A day and a half after he took a day off.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he went.
No, he did.
Wow.
What did you do there?
Hiked around, get in, nature.
Who'd you go with?
Some friends. Okay. I wouldn't go by myself. That's dangerous.
Yeah, he didn't go by himself. Yeah. And he didn't hike around.
Yes, I did. I did 2,000 steps.
The part. Oh, maybe that you did, but you didn't climb anything. The part
I climbed up.
All of his majestic shots were from that vista overlook that you can drive a car to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
where you can see Half Dome.
It is kind of shady that you went hiking after you took time off. Maybe you were feeling better.
I hate both of you. You know what? I hope both of you are sick to your core.
Wow.
Don't worry. We are.
Oh, right. I can hear it.
Right.
Accusing me.
I don't think we accuse you of anything. I think
you guys
said,
should go into nature. It really helps the endorphins.
Maybe that's what it is.
All we did was point out that, it's pretty miraculous. You needed a day off.
You know, my sickness, I get well very quickly.
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
Max 2 days, probably.
It's amazing.
I don't like being out.
So because you said you were sick. He had.
He said he's like.
I had chills.
I think I have the same thing that Gavin does.
Yeah.
And then Gavin worked the day that he took off.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
He took off.
Yeah.
And
he was at one point. Gavin goes, "I think my day cool's wearing off," and he goes, "You? What did you say? You're starting to."
Oh, I was like, you're going, whoa, whoa,
oh,
whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
he started getting dizzy. And he'd look at me and it looked like I was going, whoa, 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 whoa. And he's like, I could watch his eyes almost like they were trying to focus on me while he was talking, but he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's scary.
It was really scary.
That's why I stayed home.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Because I didn't want to infect anyone.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. That's one hell of a take home prescription. You know, rest up one day and get right out there on those hiking trails in Yosemite. How 3 hours away.
I was just going to say, how far away is Yosemite?
Three hours.
Yeah, one way. You spend the night?
No, I was too sick to.
You look sick. Good for you, Kevin. Get it.
You look sick in some of those pictures.
So sick of people inferring I wasn't sick.
The one picture that you look the sickest is where you had one of your friends take your picture. Like you didn't know your picture was being taken.
Oh, when I was eating ramen, I didn't know my picture.
No,
was
not
taken.
That one. As you were sitting with your back to Half Dome and the vista.
Oh, that one.
You weren't looking at the camera, but the camera was looking at you.
Yes, I love it, you
Kevin.
Know why?
You're a model.
It's looking at all my haters.
I don't think that makes any sense, but yeah.
They're metaphorically out there.
Right.
No, yeah. Yes. I get it. No. He wasn't looking out into the vista.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, I don't. He was looking at the parking lot. I don't know what he was looking
oh,
at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my haters in the parking lot.
Okay, maybe I need to look up.
Yeah, maybe follow me.
No, I do follow you.
You don't need to follow, Kevin.
Just, wow, that's so rude.
Almost as rude as making me come in when you really didn't feel that bad.
I was feeling sick to my core. Chills.
You see the picture?
Yeah. I'm not not against somebody taking your picture while you are, like, creating some sort of fake, like, in the moment image. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Gavin is making some points.
About
maybe the optics aren't great.
As
a PR professional, okay? As your PR person, maybe we waited.
You think I'm stupid enough to say I'm sick and then go to Yosemite when I don't feel sick?
That's actually kind of
that's like shooting me in the foot.
That's actually kind of a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Explain his point.
His point is, if he wasn't really sick, if he was faking it,
yeah,
he wouldn't have posted it because he was trying to keep the lie alive.
Yeah.
So you did it while you were sick?
Yeah.
That's even dumber.
Well, I felt a little better.
I mean, that's actually kind of a good point. If he was trying to lie, he would.
If that was your kid.
He's not my kid.
Legally, it is. Okay? And, and he's like, Ma, I'm starting to feel just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, honey. So I'm going to drive with my friends 3 hours from here, and I'm going to go walk around in the woods.
Yeah.
Kinda. In a parking lot. And then we're going to drive 3 hours back. You'd be like, no, get back in bed.
I would say, you're 30. Stay there. Get out of my house, for God's sakes.
She's really got you there, Kevin. Yeah. She has really got you there. All right, so what kind of a show are we going to have today? We have no idea, actually, at this moment. But stay tuned.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Guys, I don't know how to say this. Cannon with a K did not have a very good Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah, it was bad. And he got his girlfriend all kinds of jewelry to be romantic, and it just all blew up in his face. So because he got dumped, he's calling the jewelry store back to try to return or modify what he got her. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is... Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Brian. Who's this?
This is my name. Is Cannon. That's spelled with a K. Write that down. I was in there about 3 weeks ago to get a jewelry necklace and also a jewelry ring. I need to return them.
Oh, okay. Can I ask for the reason for the return?
Well, my girlfriend, she broke up with me, and you know what? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't want to return them, but I want them modified. Can I do modifications there?
Well, first of all, sir, I'm very sorry to hear that. And
no, don't be sorry, don't be sorry. She was a slut. I am sad though that she took our pit bulls. But I'm gonna fight for custody on that. My cousin is a lawyer. Well, he's had lawyers, and he's gonna help me get them back.
Okay.
So can I do modifications though?
Yes, we can do modifications. Do you need a modification for the ring
That's
and
dope.
Necklace?
Well, I'm going to need it for both. Yeah. So let's start with the necklace. So the necklace had her name on it, really big. It was gold. It was gold chain. And it said Roxy on it. Okay. With three X's because I was using her professional spelling, So I want to know if I could somehow get that modified to have like words added to the necklace. And then I could wear it.
What what word were you hoping to add to that?
Well, multiple words. Could I add, Roxy is a dirty whore who broke my heart? And then I could just wear that around,
So
for the ring, we have matching rigs. Is there a way that I could get her ring and my ring melted together?
Just a brand new cast.
Just, I don't know what that means. I didn't break my finger.
Okay. No, sir. Just basically molding them back together. We can do that, sir. It will, unfortunately, there will be an additional fee for that.
Well, but what about for the broken heart
fee, though? Like, what's that like? Because I'm suffering. My heart's broken. She and I were together for 3 months. It was the best 3 months of my life, you know? So that feels like you're almost taking advantage of somebody who's really down and out with love.
Unfortunately, we're unable to waive the fee because you're essentially creating a new product of the two products.
All right. So, okay, so then how about this? How about I just take the ring that I got, okay, because it has a really big, like, sapphire on it. It looks kind of like a class ring, if you know what I mean, for those smarties that graduate from places. I never got one of those, but this is kind of like that. It looks kind of like it. What if on top of the sapphire jewel, I get a picture? Can I get a picture of her best friend on it? Like, if I give you her picture, if I download it from her OnlyFans and then bring it in, can you, like, scan it onto the jewel? Because that would really, really make Roxy mad.
Yes, sir, we can do that.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Okay, so is that expensive then? Maybe I'll just do that.
No, not expensive, sir. For just a small additional fee, we can definitely have that done for you.
All right. Well, then I'll be down there then. I'll be down there then, and you'll know that it's me because I'm the guy that has the macaw parrot on his shoulder, okay?
sir, actually, we'd appreciate it if you left your pet in the car.
Oh, that's animal cruelty. Yeah, I can't do that. I gotta bring him in everywhere I go, or he gets really loud and mad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great. Okay. So then I'm going to see you soon. And one more thing that before I get going, Brian, is that none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam. And your sister emailed me and wanted me to do this.
Oh, my God. I am going to kill her.
Make sure you tell Jamie that I did this, okay?
I have a whole notepad of just nonsense scribbled out right now.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Call 916-909-10652. Play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, where you will tell us your maiden name and also your married name. And then we're going to tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we're going to tell you why it's better. And we're going to start with Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy, what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Nahas.
Nahas?
Yes, it's Syrian. It's N-A-H-H-A-S.
Stacy Nahas.
Yes, Nahas, yes.
It sounds like something I'd buy at the farmer's market.
It sounds, Nahas sounds like I'm saying a word backwards. What is your married name?
Hatton.
Hatton? Now,
yes. H-A-T-T-O-N.
Okay, Hatton pairs better with Stacy.
Yeah, that's the thing, is Hatton and Stacy are peanut butter and jelly.
I think that Nahas is a cool last name.
It's too exotic for Stacy.
Right. It's like the you're I don't know what's going on with the Stacy part. Is that your real first name?
Yes, sir, it is.
See, that's too bad. If it was like Anastasia,
yeah, I would have liked something
Nahas
a little bit sexy. No. I'm going to say upgrade.
And I hate saying that, but thank you very much, though, for calling. Let's talk to Jennifer now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Maiden name.
My maiden name is Phillips.
Jennifer Phillips.
Okay. Jennifer.
There's very little to go wrong there.
No, you know what? You can literally do anything.
That's like saying I'm going to paint my house grayish.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be a teacher, be Miss Phillips.
Yep.
You can run for office.
Yeah.
You can be a lawyer, Jennifer Phillips Esquire.
What is your married name?
My married name is Michael, which sounds fine, but it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L. So I get Mitchell, Michelle. Like, it's never Michael, never.
Yeah. And Jennifer Michael.
That's...
I have to tell you something. This is going to be hard to hear.
Hold on. I wonder if we're thinking the same thing.
She's a bitch.
Oh, I was thinking pervert.
know. Jennifer Michael is one of the worst women I've ever met.
Yeah. No, it's a downgrade.
Really passive aggressive, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you just feel comfortable wearing anything, huh?
Yeah. So we both say downgrade.
Downgrade.
Thank you, Jennifer. Now let's talk to, well, we got time for one more. Do you want Kelsey, Kelly, or Rosemarie?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. All right. Apologies to Kelly and Rosemarie. Kelsey, are you there?
I'm here.
You're our last caller today, so what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Dodson.
Ooh, Kelsey Dodson. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Kelsey Dodson.
She sounds like she's plucky. She goes on adventures.
Yeah.
She gets good grades.
Kelsey Dodson.
She's sexy still.
Yeah, there's something about her that's sexy.
Funny.
Doesn't try.
Doesn't even try.
Right. It just happened. Like, she's the, like, again, forgive me. She's the kind of girl that is, like, really thin. Thin arms,
yeah.
But has really big natural boobs.
Okay, pervert. Jeez, sorry. that was real Jennifer Michaels energy you were just given there. Okay. All right, Kelsey, and what is your married name?
I made kind of a lateral move. My married name is Watson.
Kelsey Watson. That's the most lateral move I've ever heard in my life.
I only changed three letters.
Kelsey Dodson to Kelsey Watson. Real Dotson Watson situation.
It was a very easy transition.
You are the name equivalent to Superman just putting on a pair of glasses.
Completely.
Glasses, so that works.
Like, that is so true.
Like, you're a wanted criminal that comes in with just a fake mustache on and nobody knows that. Yeah. No one can figure it out.
Hey, have you seen Kelly Dodson around? No. I'm Kelly Watson. Right. We're looking for Dodson.
Right. No, well, I don't know. I'm Watson.
Right.
Well, then never mind.
Keep it along. Keep it moving.
Go on through.
Right.
So, I guess fine. It's not an upgrade.
Neither.
Yeah, it's neither. So, congratulations.
You need to be the first.
I think you might be the first.
You've jammed up the whole married name upgrade downgrade system here. Yeah.
So, well, you're welcome.
Right, thank you. Real Dodson Watson thing to do.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you've listened to this show, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you know that Kevin has catchphrases much like a 90s sitcom. What are some of the classic Kevin catchphrases? Both spelled
period.
With a K. Yeah, period. Bitch.
I'm dead.
I'm dying.
Wow, I'm screaming.
I'm screaming.
You guys are good.
It used to be yow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about yow.
Yeah. There used to be a whole bunch. And those days might be over. I'm sorry. I know that's why you come to the wake-up call.
Yeah.
And the reason that they might be over is because of a very special person in his life.
Yeah.
Kevin, who is that person?
My three-year-old nephew, Galloway.
His three-year-old nephew. Yeah. So what's going on?
So I recently hung out with him, and his mom said something so funny that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. And then he was all like, Chu Vinh. He calls me Chu Vinh.
Which is uncle in Vietnamese, yeah? Mm-hmm.
He says, why are you dying? I said, no. It's because when I'm like laughing so hard, it's like I can't breathe. And then I say I'm dying, but I'm not actually dying. So then he proceeds to say, I'm dying too then.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, boy, don't say that, please.
Oh, boy.
And then later that day, I said, I'm dead. And then he's like, okay, well, then I guess I'm dead too.
Oh,
and
no.
And he just keeps repeating it. And I'm scared he might say it during daycare or something, so right. I gotta watch
what
I say.
He's definitely going to.
I get unnecessary CPR put on
him.
Yeah,
like, oh my gosh, I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, by then it's too late. But if he says I'm dying, though.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so.
What about bitch?
I don't say bitch around him.
Ever.
No, never. I threw that vocabulary out when I saw his cute little face.
I didn't know that you were capable of doing that.
I can. Sometimes I catch myself. Sometimes it's a bit.
How come you haven't done it here at work yet?
He did for a while. We used to have a boss that said he wasn't allowed to say bitch anymore.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that was a dark time.
Very dark.
And I don't want to go back to that.
No.
No, I'm just curious.
Let me bitch it up in here.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yes.
Does your 3-year-old nephew also say yes?
Yes. That one's fine, though.
Okay.
And he's fun when he says it.
I hear what you're saying, and we definitely don't want him to go to daycare saying some of your catchphrases.
Right.
So what if we found new words?
What? New words?
Yeah.
New words to say the same thing.
Right, because, like, what does the phrase I'm dead mean or I'm dying?
I'm dead means, like, you were so funny that I'm dead inside.
Right, which is a weird sentiment, but also... When you say it, you're not often laughing very hard.
Because no, that's true. You just go, I'm dead.
Right. Right. It's like a very weird reality star girl approach to laughing.
It's kind of hard to explain. Uh-huh. Like, it was so funny that I can't express it.
Okay.
I can only express it through words.
So what if instead we replace it with, I'm laughing?
No.
Yes.
And then when you say that, it's kind of like when I say I'm screaming for something that's, like, really funny and I want to scream, but I can't, so I say I'm screaming.
Was that why you say I'm screaming?
Yeah.
Still a little troubling to see a 3-year-old, when something funny happens, just go, I'm laughing.
I'm laughing.
People will think he's a robot.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
People be like, this AI is getting scary.
I think that's really funny. I also want you to keep I'm screaming because I want your nephew at some point when he's excited to just go, I'm screaming.
No, he literally just screams.
Right. It's
instead
funnier.
Instead of saying, I'm screaming.
It's funnier to hear a little kid go, I'm screaming.
Right, yeah. Can we also...
I'm crying.
If you're just joining us, Kevin has to stop saying some of his catchphrases because his 3-year-old nephew is starting to repeat them. What about, I'm pissed? Does he say that one?
I don't say that.
I forgot about it. I'm pissed.
I don't say that, but I say I'm pissed a lot.
What about I hate you? Because you say that one a lot, too.
I only say that passionately.
I know, but you still say it. Does he say it?
But you don't say it passionately. You say it, like, even when something's funny.
Right.
Yeah, because I hate you for making me laugh. It's my catchphrases, they're kind of like artwork where you just interpret.
Come on, Gavin, you shut up. Yes, keep going.
You just interpret it how you could.
I see. Okay, you know? So it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, sometimes people think bitch is a little aggressive, but, like, look at it from my viewpoint.
No.
It's colorful.
I see.
It's fun.
It's a back and forth.
Yes.
We're in this together,
see?
Bitch.
It's modern art.
Yes.
And it's
always in motion.
It's in the mind of the beholder. That's what it is.
You guys get me.
Man, yes. I am dying.
No, literally.
I'm seriously dead.
I am screaming.
Guess what? I'm laughing.
I'm laughing, too.
I'm crying. This is hilarious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
New research has come out and found a somewhat surprising reason that Americans are getting fatter. Well, actually, as a whole, our obesity numbers, I think, are coming down a little bit, which is good. But it's still obviously an epidemic. And one of the causes, according to this new research, is traffic. Which is interesting. Yeah. So let me get into this. It all comes down to meal choices. Researchers looked at 3 years worth of traffic and GPS data, and they found that heavy traffic made people more likely to eat fast food, especially for dinner. You're less likely to want to cook when you've been stuck in traffic. Like, I'm getting home late. Do I really want to cook now?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And people were also less likely to swing by the grocery store on the way home when traffic was bad because they didn't want to get out of their car. So,
well, and then on top of that, you also still have to cook.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But even some like ready-made items at the grocery store are still healthier than fast food is.
True.
But it was the getting out of the car that made them like, oh, I don't want to. And listen, I have definitely been there. So what are our thoughts on this?
Well, I can tell you what my thoughts are. You're not going to like it. I think Gavin wants people to be overweight.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Who is Mr. Everybody needs to stop working from home?
Gavin.
Everybody needs to get back in the office 5 to 9 days a week. Stay there as long as you have to. I don't care what time you get home.
Okay. Listen, I do want people to go back to work.
Right.
Out of part jealousy and two, part that's just the status quo. That's just how things
but
should
look
be.
Look at what the status quo is doing to us.
It doesn't have to
and
do this. No. I'm not going to. Whatever happened to personal responsibility? Whatever happened to that? Oh, we just don't have it anymore.
You know what? It's okay to not be status quo. What did President Obama say?
I don't know.
Change is a game of inches.
What does that have to do with this?
It means if working from home gets us closer to being healthier.
Because you're cooking at home, not going to fast food.
You're not stuck in the car.
Right.
You're with the people you love, so you're happier.
This is not what he meant.
Wow.
How do you know?
Yeah. How do I know?
You didn't even know his quote.
Because he said it probably in like 2009.
Right. And it took us this long to get there. It's a game of inches.
Yes. The working from home thing was not a game of inches. We all just did it one day.
I know, but what I'm
saying.
And then
there were some people that were like, and you know what? I'm not going back. Harumph. And
now we know, thank God they didn't, because it'll kill them.
Okay, what happened when we were all working from home? We all got real fat.
Oh, we did. He's right about that.
I don't want to hear that at all.
Okay, but that was because that was out of everything was chaos, okay? Also, we couldn't even leave the house. We weren't just working from home. We were trapped at home. So say it the right way.
Because you know what really kills an appetite? When you have to wipe your food down with a Clorox wipe before you put it in your mouth. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to say that working from home has anything to do with this study.
It sounds like it does, because if you don't have to commute home.
How about instead, now that we know this, just keep something healthier in your car so that you can sneaky snack on it on the way.
Oh, I've tried that. No, it doesn't work.
He does have healthy snacks.
Yeah, I have healthy snacks, and one time I had bacon as well.
Okay, healthy snacks?
Protein, bitch!
You're right.
He does have healthy snacks. So, he just doesn't eat them.
Let's take Kevin out of this, okay? Because Kevin's like, I had healthy snacks in my car, and you know what happens to healthy snacks? They get fruit flies, and I don't even know where they come from, but now I can't get them out of my car. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about that, but just have like a granola bar in your car, or have like some sunflower seeds, or something that you can just pop in your mouth to satisfy your appetite, and plan ahead. Have some stuff that's maybe made the day before, or something like that.
And then get home to your family at 7.
That has nothing to do with any of this.
Well, it does a little bit.
Your family, at the very least, is going to not let you exercise.
Oh, my God. And in this situation, even if you have a healthy snack, you still have to go home and cook dinner for yourself.
Have your kids cook.
Wow.
Everybody who's home before you, just have them make the dinner for you. Is it going to be birthday cake mixed with bacon? Probably.
Probably.
But that does sound pealthy good, actually.
It's Kevin's healthy snack.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Are you right? Okay.
Are you smarter than Katie? There we go. All right.
We should do it like Delicious Dish.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is going
to
be we're going to have a lot of fun today.
It's going to be
today's
a real hoot.
Episode is going to be
real hoot.
Oh, you're fired up.
Katie and I are feeling a bit under the weather. Kevin's healthy as an ox, apparently. But we're still, you know, listen, we're still here. Still here for the chuckles. Kara, are you here?
I am.
Great. Good. Stay healthy. I love that.
Okay.
The jackpot's up to $360. Katie's going to leave the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. I understand you got somebody else in the car with you, yeah?
I do. My daughter, Emily.
Emily, hi.
Hi.
How old are you, Emily?
12.
My son is 12 as well. It's great.
It's a fun age.
It is fun. He has turned... We don't have time for that. Okay, here we go. Yep. Question 1. Aesop Rocky was found not guilty yesterday for his gun charges. His defense was that he was using a fake gun with blanks during the altercation, and it worked. When the verdict was announced, he leapt into the arms of his wife. Who is that?
No, I have no idea.
All righty. Question 2. Kevin Spacey has new allegations from actor Guy Pearce, who's currently in The Brutalist. Pearce said Spacey aggressively pursued him when they worked together, and he was scared of him. But Spacey responded and said, "Grow up. You are no victim." Ooh. What movie did the two of them work together on? Was it 7, LA Confidential, or American Beauty?
Seven.
Question three. The Pope is sick. Like, really sick. I'm not as sick as the Pope, but the Pope is very sick right now. Pope Francis is being treated by hospital staff for double pneumonia. No word on how the 88-year-old is doing, though. Spell the word pneumonia.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Question four, Cynthia Erivo. Right, yes, Kevin? Okay.
I don't know why I struggle with it.
She's getting back on stage performing, but it is controversial. She is going to star in Jesus Christ Superstar and will be playing Jesus. If you don't know, the Tony-winning musical is about the last few days of Jesus's life. How many other people were crucified with Jesus?
Three? Man, these questions are hard this time.
Are they? Oh, I'm sorry. Question five. Chapel Roan is a new song coming out called The Giver. She's teasing it to her super fans, but they have to call the Chapel Roan hotline to hear the clip. The hotline is 620-HOT-TO-GO if you want to hear it. Hotlines used to charge you per minute to talk to them. So if it was $2.50 a minute and you talked for 6 minutes, how much was your bill?
$15.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Make sure she's still standing. And Emily, what school do you go to?
Bristow Middle School.
Bristol Middle School, Katie, home of the fighting what?
Bristles.
The bristles? Mm-hmm. Bristol bristles?
Yeah.
Like on a broom?
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and because they'll just sweep up the competition.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, all makes sense now. Yeah, oh, all right. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, I didn't think of it.
She doesn't think of it.
It's whoever made the school.
Right. She's just an expert on these things. She knows state capitals, presidents, and school mascots.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one, Aesop Rocky found not guilty. Did you see the video?
I did not.
It's pretty cute. So his defense was, I had a fake gun and it was filled with blanks during the altercation, and that defense worked. When the verdict was announced, he leapt into the arms of his wife, who is who?
Rihanna.
His wife is Rihanna. Yeah.
So did he have a fake gun?
Apparently, I guess. I don't know. I didn't follow that trial.
What a strange thing to do.
Question two. Kevin Spacey facing new allegations from a guy named Guy Pearce.
Yeah, this is a weird situation.
The two of them worked together almost 30 years ago, and Pearce said that Spacey aggressively pursued him, and he was scared of Kevin Spacey, but Kevin Spacey responded and said, "Grow up, you are no victim." It's spicy. It gives me something new from the Baldoni Blake thing.
I was going to say, yeah, this is your Baldoni Blake era.
Ooh, will Taylor get pulled into this one?
Your dragons?
What movie did the two of them work together on? Was it Seven, L.A. Confidential, or American Beauty?
L.A. Confidential.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because Guy did go and visit... what's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, even after they filmed this movie.
Yeah. He followed him to another state when he was filming another movie.
I don't want to say followed. He went and visited him while he was shooting somewhere else.
Okay.
But also, if enough people have said Kevin Spacey's a damn creep, it's hard not to believe that that's true.
Listen. We live in a world where both might be true.
Well, that's true.
Question three, the Pope is sick.
I know.
Not as sick as
just
you.
Just like me.
No, you are the walking dead. Oh, listen to her. Where's the Pope? Bless her.
Bless me.
Pope Francis being treated for double pneumonia, and he's 88 years old. So.
Oh, boy.
Spell the word pneumonia.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what? I've had it enough times that I might be able to do it.
Okay.
P-N E-U-M-O-N-I-A pneumonia.
Look at both of you. You and Kara both got that.
It's something you have to learn to type because your autocorrect will not help you.
Yeah. Question four, Cynthia Erivo.
Very good.
Sounds like a prescription, Erivo. Mm-hmm. She's getting back on stage, and it is controversial.
Oh.
She's going to be in Jesus Christ Superstar as Jesus.
Okay.
How about that? If you don't know, the Tony Award-winning musical is about the last few days of Jesus' life.
Yeah.
How many other people were crucified with Jesus?
Three? Two.
I already buzzed you.
Dang it.
Yeah, it was two.
I was thinking three in total.
Yeah.
Including.
Anytime you drive by Destiny Church, they make sure you remember. See those big three crosses?
Right.
Three. One's for Jesus, though. Five. Question five. Chapel Roan. She's got a new song called The Giver.
Okay.
And she's teasing her fans with a little clip, but if you want to hear it, you got to call the Chapel Roan hotline.
Okay.
It's 620-HOT-TO-GO, if you want to call it. Hotlines used to charge you per minute to talk to them.
Yeah.
So if it was $2.50 a minute,
okay,
and you talk for 6 minutes, what's your bill? Three seconds. Three.
$13.50?
$15.
Okay.
Kara.
Yes.
Did you ever call a hotline back in the day?
When I was Emily's age, I did.
What was it? Was it a fan club or what was it?
No, it was in Michigan, and they asked me to like say the number one song, and I didn't even know what it was. We just laughed about it.
All right.
It was Womp There It Is.
Womp, oh, there it
okay.
is.
I didn't know it then.
Simpler
okay.
times.
Simpler times.
You hear that, Emily? The number one song was called Womp, There It Is.
Or how about the fact that we used to have to pay for the phone by the minute?
Right. Emily's going like, why didn't they call the song There Is Womp? Anyway. Final score. Carrie, you got two. Katie got three.
Oh, God. Okay. It's a Pope Francis miracle.
It is a Pope Francis miracle. God bless him. We're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But what is it that you ladies would like to tell Katie?
We are not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Fun Delivered. This is one of the most fun things that we do on the Wake Up Call. We love it. Hopefully you love it, too. Unboxing. They said it would be boring as hell on the radio. And we said, nuh-uh, watch us.
Nope.
Fun Delivered, what a company. They buy up undelivered, unopened packages in the U.S. mail. And then, besides selling it to the public, they also give it to us to open here. Last week, total bust.
Not for me.
Not for Katie. She got a pair of red UGG boots.
Real UGGs.
Which we are going to give to somebody, yes. Right? A Wake Up Call listener. Not for nothing. Don't worry. They're going to reward us with lots of coffee.
Oh, right. Yeah, but we're not going to make them give us money.
Right. But Kevin got...
Oh, Kevin, apparently that was bad.
Some sort of car scam.
Yeah. Car parts that make your gas thing longer. I don't know what it does.
And I got some sort of Russian glue moonlighting as a makeup or not makeup?
No, it's like acne cream.
Have you tried any of this yet?
No.
Don't
you want
put that
some?
On your face.
I have some.
Oh, you have some? Okay.
You gave me some.
I literally had like 15 bottles of it. If anybody would like some of this.
We looked it up. It's got good ratings.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, it does have good ratings. And it's about $35 a bottle.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have word lousy in it. So, okay. Who would like to go first? Kevin, do you want to go first or
okay.
Katie, do you want to go
I'll
first?
I'll go first. All Maybe right. first gives you better luck.
Okay. I should have said I'll go first.
Kevin's going over to the big
now I feel
box.
Like he's gonna get something that I actually wanted.
Do you have something that you're banking
know.
On?
I don't know.
Oh, that.
No.
Go with your heart.
That big thing that you just pulled up, I think Katie's gonna take.
What is it?
Okay. I don't know, but it's big and it feels like fabric.
Okay, well then that's what I want. No, just grab me that one.
I'm just gonna do this.
Okay, all right.
Oh, great.
What?
I think it sounds like car parts again.
Shake it. God. Shake it into the microphone. How do you know that sounds like car
this
parts?
That sounds like it goes into the front of your car.
It sounds like it does anything.
I'm so mad. Kevin, so mad.
Listen, you're being very negative right
Look,
now.
Look, Katie's picking up the... Okay, good.
Well, she picked up the thing that I thought she was going to, but she's not quite sure about it.
I'm not.
Oh, we're feeling a lot. I thought you go with the vibes.
Oh.
That's the one I was going to pick, because I thought it says NSW.
Now, Kevin, how big is your box?
It's about... I'm not very good at measurement. 5x12.
Hold it up. 5x12 what?
That's, inches!
No, that's like 24 inches long and 18 inches wide.
I would say mine is a box that's about the size of an 8x10 piece of paper.
Yeah, but it's thick, though.
Oh,
yours sounds like more car parts!
It sounds like a puzzle.
It sounds like a puzzle.
Damn it!
Shake it again.
Puzzles are nice. Oh, that's
freaking wooden puzzle.
That sounds like a wooden
stupid
puzzle.
Stupid, stupid.
I'm so excited to see it now.
So wait a second. Oh no. I don't.
What?
After feeling
what?
Mine does feel like two of the same ones. I think it's water.
Gavin.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get that cloth one that I wanted?
No.
Oh. Could leave that.
You're digging.
Well, I want to see what's down here.
Oh.
Okay. You're running out of time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with this guy.
Okay.
It's an orange box. The smushed one.
Let me see.
Now, he's right. It is smushed. Looks like it was kicked here. U.S. Customs Border Protection tape on it says it was examined. You know, my gut says probably from China, but... You know, maybe it's from somewhere more exotic. Maybe it's from France.
Ooh, what if?
So,
people should know that, like, we can't see. They black out any, like, information. So we really don't know, especially at first, where things came from. Usually we don't ever know.
We always post a video of Fun Delivered. We'll be sure to show what the label looks like in the video this week. So, okay. So, wow, this box, whatever was inside this box, if it survived, I'll be shocked. I might have just picked nothing but just gibberish and
like
pieces.
Just broken glass.
Right. Because when I shake it, it makes no sound.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So, this is the fun part now. So, we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back. We're going to open these babies on the air. It's Fun Delivered. Don't go anywhere.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. This is part two. We are on the precipice of unboxing these mystery packages that we got from the company Fun Delivered.
Mine feels like car parts again.
I don't know why you're saying car parts.
I don't know why he is either, but I also believe it.
Once you get car parts once, I think everything's car parts.
All right. And Katie thought she was picking out something fun, but...
I'm pretty sure it's a stupid wooden puzzle.
Sounds like a puzzle.
I think you're right, actually. Let's start. You know, can we start
Fine,
with you?
We'll just get
I hope
with.
It's a puzzle and then you can't solve it.
I can solve a wooden puzzle. Hold okay. on.
These wow. are undelivered, unopened packages provided by the company Fun Delivered.
Yeah, it's stupid wooden toys.
Well, it's what it is, right?
I don't know. Hold on. It's kids magic.
Oh boy.
Invisible ink.
That's so
notebook.
Fun.
All right.
Then how to create a Montessori home. Handbook. And then some sort of dumb. Here's how you learn letters, wooden block thing.
That's an abacus.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And
that's
a
for math.
Creative nail board where you put nails in and then you just wrap string around it.
To make art.
Honestly, get an iPad.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Right now, there is some poor, crunchy stay at home mom making her own baby food right now going, where is my school supplies?
Where is the creative nail board?
Right. Channing has to start learning now. I don't care that he's 18 months. Or maybe they were purchased by a grandparent, the worst grandparent.
And no, I think you had it right the first time. Yeah. This is some raw milk energy.
Kevin, we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. If you want to see any of this, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
I'm so mad. I got a water bottle that apparently self-cleans and disinfects.
Let me see. That's cool.
By UV light. How's that supposed to kill my germs?
I thought it was a filter for a fridge.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a lot of extra money just for what appears to just be a canteen.
It's not. The light's not even working.
There's a light
in there?
Yeah,
there's a light
inside. It's supposed to UV disinfect, but it doesn't work. I'm not putting my water in this. Katie, you want it?
Yeah, sure.
Is there only one?
There's two.
You can have the other one.
This seems like a real sharper image energy.
Very much. It says reduces viruses, reduces bacteria. Then it says something called blitz mode.
Somebody was reading Sky Mall while they were taking a flight. Yeah. And they thought, you know what? My husband, he drinks water. And I always worry while I'm home with Channing and he's traveling the world for work, never to see his girlfriend. I always worry that he's getting some sort of
virus.
Oh, I hit something and it's lit up.
Why didn't it work for me?
Look at my thing. Look at my lid.
Oh,
look at it go. Oh my God.
Must be charged.
Now listen, I don't care if this works or not. This is cool. The lid of this water bottle has lit up. Tell me if you're sitting in an airport bar and a guy reaches, actually, if a guy does this on a water bottle that's just black, you think he has just started a bomb and...
Oh, yeah. It does look a little...
Because it looks like it's counting down to something. All right, I'm going to open mine now. Again, mine is... an orange box that looks like it was kicked here from somewhere overseas, as it does have U.S. Customs and Border Protection tape on it. I'm going to rip into it.
Oh, so strong. Okay.
And they are...
Oh, there's multiple?
There's multiple layers?
They are baby shoes.
Oh, my God, how cute! Let me see!
Oh, my God!
Oh, these look nice.
Whoa, those are like
Dunks. Those are Gucci Nikes.
Oh, no. What's that guy you like? What's his name? He did a collab with McDonald's and you
Travis
was...
Scott?
Yes.
Those aren't Travis Scott.
Cactus Jack?
They are.
There's a little Cactus Jack thing on the side.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. What? Are those real?
They're Nike. I mean, they certainly look real.
I don't remember a Gucci Travis Scott collab.
I think these are real.
I think these are real, too. Who would buy a child these shoes?
A hype beast. Let me see.
A hype beast.
A shoe head.
You know, I don't care.
I think it's called a sneaker head, not a shoe head.
The stitching is off.
But here's the thing. Who cares? Because little kids mess their shoes up so much.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't care if they're pink. Channing's going to wear these.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And he's going to be... the flyest kid on the playground, and by playground, I mean my backyard.
Yes.
Now, eat your carrot sticks and play with your abacus. Next, we're going to make a string airplane. If you want to see any of this and help us determine whether or not these are real or not, text in FUN to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie went to a trivia night last night, not to host it.
Nope.
But to compete. I don't know if you heard us talk about this yesterday, but she was feeling pretty cocky as she was invited to join a team for Bravo Trivia. Bravo. Bravo shows are her bread and butter. It is her oxygen and water.
Yes.
And we pulled it up here in the studio and just kind of gave her a little bit of a crash course, a little test on how she'd do with Bravo Trivia. And she kind of pulled a C average. which was really rocking her to her core.
It was.
And she's here to tell us how it all went.
We got third.
Place?
Third place.
Out of how many
teams? How many teams?
Probably like 11 or 12.
Okay, so that's like a B minus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's where I call shenanigans.
Where'd you go wrong?
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you where we went wrong. First of all, got every single, all 30 questions right.
No way.
Yes. The tiebreaker questions were so impossible to answer. There's the only thing you could do is guess.
Like, what is the title of episode 4 in season?
No, like, throughout, since its inception, how many housewives have there been?
Oh, I know you want to say that the extra credit questions to break the tie were impossible to answer.
Yeah.
Team second and team first seem to have answered them.
Well, here's what I can't understand, and I wish I'd asked. Mm-hmm. My guess is it was whoever got closest to the right answer.
Oh, they didn't establish that?
They didn't.
Oh.
Because I believe, given the amount of time to know how many housewives there have been, nobody knows that.
Do you
like that's not something people, that's just rattling around in people's brains.
Were the other teams bigger than yours?
Some were.
Do you think that had an advantage?
I think the team that won was only two women.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but there were three ties, and ours was one of them.
Uh-huh. And then it was a battle for first, second, third.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
And so I believe that they went closest to the right number wins.
But we don't know.
Well, I can't think of another way. Like,
maybe they got it right.
I would bet my next paycheck they did not. Mm. Or they cheated.
Okay, I was waiting for that. Okay.
Well, but here's why. There are
people cheat. No, people cheat.
Right. There's been over 100 housewives.
Wow.
Right. And there are people that
come on. Like the MCU.
Right. Yes. There are people that come on for just one season.
Uh-huh.
There are people that come back at other seasons. Like, to know this answer.
Specifically.
If you knew that off the top of your head, I'd say you were some kind of an evil genius.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's too rich of a tapestry of humans.
Okay, there were two tiebreaker questions. One was, how many housewives have there been? The other was, how many seasons has each franchise had?
Now, that seems like it's an answerable question.
It is.
A mega fan. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
And it's going to go against the theory that they were cheating.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
When I Googled, how many cast members have there been in the Real Housewives franchise?
Okay.
You know what it says?
What?
Many. It does not have a number.
The internet doesn't have a number anywhere.
The Real Housewives franchise has had many cast members across various installments. I'm not seeing a number as I scroll down. Now, if you get all the way down to the very end, it says 100.
Okay, well, I was able to look it up and it says 170.
170.
Women. Right. Mindset. Here's the other thing.
But is that even right, though?
I want to say that was the answer. And I think we said like 161 or something.
170.
The other thing is, there are people that are friend of that aren't actual cast members.
That shouldn't count.
Well, anyways, third place.
So what'd you win? What was the prize?
$25 gift card.
That you have to split between you and how many women?
We gave it to our daycare provider.
Oh, because it was her idea.
Well, no, because she's put up with her kids.
You pay her to do that.
I understand that, but it's hard work dealing with kids.
Yeah.
Your wife's a teacher. You should appreciate what I'm saying.
I guess so.
Imagine if somebody said that about your wife. This is what she chose to do.
They'd say it all the time. Go look at any article about teachers. Go to the comments section.
Which is, it's almost like why you'd appreciate what I'm saying.
I guess so. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. I would have felt better in second place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, at least I placed.
With second place, you at least get to say I'm first loser. And you can't even say that.
No.
So, I mean, there's only one thing to do. Watch more Bravo.
You're right. You're right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, there was a bad boy out there making some art. Some dangerous art. Illegal art. Katie's got the details of this story.
Well, I mean, we've all heard of graffiti artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not that. But
it's not that.
Well, no, it's not that. In Bend, Oregon, in the dead of night, someone was going to all the statues in town and putting googly eyes on them.
Googly-eyed statues.
And it was a mystery.
Sure.
Who is doing this?
What are they trying to say?
Right. What does it mean?
What is the statement?
Right. Finally, somebody stepped up and said, "'Twas me. "'Twas I who's been Googling all the statues." A gentleman by the name of Jeff Keith. And he said, not only has he been putting googly eyes on him, sometimes, get your music ready.
Okay.
Get your music ready. Sometimes he puts hula skirts on him.
Yeah. What a bad boy.
He said, listen, I would just see these families seeing the statues and it'd give them, and they laugh hysterically, he said. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it was at a time for me when I was trying to cope with some pretty heavy stuff.
That's funny. That's funny.
So I have a theory.
Yeah. What is your theory? What is your issue with this?
I don't think it was Jeff.
Why?
I think Jeff knew that there was a bandit on the loose, and he thought, I'm going to just say it was me.
Why would he do that?
I think for attention.
But why would he want this attention, though?
It's because he's not getting attention anywhere else.
But it's illegal.
Right. But is it?
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, like, it's illegal, quote unquote.
It says here in this article that it's costing the city like $1,500 to remove all the googly eyes.
Jeff.
Because he used like some sort of adhesive that was like all weather conditioned and stuff like that. I mean, that's not nothing.
Oh, it's not nothing. But also, there's just something about this that don't smell right to me.
Hold on. Have you seen a picture?
I've not.
Of Jeff Keith?
I've not.
I have a picture of him right here.
Okay.
Tell me that doesn't look like the face of a guy who thinks googly eyes on statues is the funniest goddamn thing you've ever seen.
Okay, I will give you this. He does look like a high school science teacher.
Right.
And this is high school science teacher energy.
Big high school science teacher energy.
Yeah.
Like in this picture that we have of here in this article of this guy, just so you know, he is wearing a Dayglo orange vest over top of like a Patagonia zip up.
Yeah.
With a beanie and a headlamp.
Yeah.
He's about to go spelunking. Or
Googling.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's his Googling outfit. Apparel, yeah. Sure. Like, he's dressed like somebody that's like, all right, everybody, we're going to go squatching tonight in the southwest quadrant of Bend Forest. Anybody who wants to come, come.
Please bring your notepads. We're also going to be doing some bird watching and some leaf gathering.
All right, buy a bear spray. And again, and I can't stress this enough, everybody, two things. One, bring your Dayglo orange vest so that the hunters know we are not prey. And two, some googly eyes, because you never know if we're going to find something that needs to be googly eyed.
And three, that smile. Don't leave that at home.
This is totally the guy who did it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him.
Now that you've seen him, now you get it.
Now I know. Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff indeed. So anyway, we're thankful for you, Jeff. And we hope the wheels of justice are kind.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
this entire time that we've been doing the show, I've been wearing a jacket. And I'm only doing this and bringing this up because I know you two would have comments.
About what?
About what?
My new shirt.
Oh, I want to see.
I know you want to see. I'm going to turn around.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is going to be... Ready?
We're ready.
We've been ready. There's nowhere we can go.
I felt like I was ready yesterday. Hold on.
Okay. He's turned into that dog.
You're wearing a shirt with several pictures of your dog, and it says Fozzie with sparkles.
But the design is like when you give it to your lover. Like, yeah, you, like heck of different pictures, yeah, like kind of like a retro look.
Yeah.
Like 2000s type of vibe.
Look at this baby. Look at his face. Look at the one in the middle.
And there's lightning in the background. Oh, boy.
Look at him.
I mean, look at that tongue.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. He's like a model.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I have questions.
I have concerns.
Was this a gift?
No.
Oh, no. You picked it yourself.
Okay. So you... Is this an ad you saw on Instagram?
Of course.
Okay. Was it originally something where you're supposed to get like a bunch of pictures of your wife's face?
We're in a brave new America and you can put whatever you want on a shirt anymore.
But is that what the ad was?
I don't think it was a wife's face.
Okay, so was it supposed to be for a person?
Yes, a human being, for
right.
sure.
Okay.
Baby mamas.
Not baby mamas, although that would be a funny shirt, too. If it was just different women and it just says baby mamas.
Okay, so you saw that and you thought, oh, the love of my life.
My dog, my corgi, Fozzie.
Not my children.
Mm-mm. No, they're close seconds.
Okay.
Very close seconds.
Right. How much did that cost?
What does that matter?
I'm just curious. I'm very interested in your shirt, okay? Which is what you want. So now I want all the details.
It wasn't as bad as you think.
That's not an answer.
What do you think?
$49.
No, not even close.
Okay.
More?
Not even close. No, less.
It's got to be poor quality.
It's $35.
It's not the best quality.
Between this and the other corgi shirts that you have that are not your corgi... And the atrocious corgi Crocs that you have.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
I need to tell you, it's going too far. Yeah.
The problem with my corgi Crocs is...
Oh, there's so many problems with them.
Is that I ordered them from England, and in England, they don't crop the tails.
I think you being a dog dad is very cute.
Thank you.
Well, I thought it was very cute.
Now it's crossed over into adorable.
Concern.
No,
it's concerning. Pronounced adorable.
Hairy.
You're getting labeled.
Yeah,
labeled as what?
The corgi kind of a lover weirdo.
I don't see a problem there. Okay, label me corgi lover. Got me. Okay.
Like you have everything corgi, from shoes to shirt to license plates to stickers.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I want to remind you, though, for being such a good corgi dad, you hit me up on, like, a Tuesday to see if I could watch him for the weekend starting on Friday.
That is true.
So you forgot to have somebody watch him when you went out of town.
Like I said, I'm new to being a dog dad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I still think sometimes that they're like cats.
Oh, right.
And like you leave a bowl of food out and they're fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not the case.
What if I was doing this with my dog Oscar?
I think you should.
No, he would judge you so much. Well,
but especially with Oscar because he is so atrocious.
Oh, boy.
Like if you had a shirt like this with just multiple pictures of his unkept gremlin face and one where he's looking behind all sad but he's still wearing his diaper.
That's where a diaper.
It would be the funniest shirt you've ever owned.
It would be.
I support it with a capital S. No notes.
It seems like corgis are the only dogs that people can, like, make their personality.
They're trying to do with French bulldogs. Get that out of here.
Oh, okay. Or, yeah, I can see that.
Or some sort of doodle.
No, I don't see that. I don't see that very often.
No.
Like, if I was, like... if I really leaned into being a rat terrier mom.
Now, okay. Oh, no. Now that's a little different. For some reason, having a corgi is kitschy and funny because they're such dumb looking dogs. But like, if you become just like a rat terrier person, Mommy. Then they just kind of assume that you like, oh, you run the best in show circuit. Like, I wish I could, guys, this weekend, but Sir Francis has a show. He has a competition. He has a competition.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
No one else is going to do this, so I'm going to do it.
I paid my due.
What is this for?
We deserve this.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Okay.
We are the Wake Up Call. Do you hear that, Sacramento? Do you hear that? Oh. Do you hear this?
We hear you, yeah.
We are dying.
For you.
We are sick. And still, we came in today and put on a morning radio show. Despite the odds, Katie might have pneumonia.
Right.
Just like our...
Just like the Pope.
Just like our beloved Pope. I have no more voice. I gave everything that I had.
I give. And what do I get?
And all we're going to have left is Kevin. You want that?
Wow. I'm going through depression here.
He's going through depression. No. He's giving you his mental health.
Right.
He has to eat all you can eat sushi and go to the river after the show because of you. Kay's going to die.
You're making me cough. Stop.
I'm sorry.
I won't be able to communicate with my loved ones anymore.
No, you'll have to do it like on some sort of whiteboard. You'll just have to do it in taps.
Right, tap on it. I'll ring a bell like I'm Breaking Bad. Right.
If the answer is yes, blink twice.
But we did it for you.
Yeah, we did. And we'll always do it for you.
And we'll always do it for you. That's right.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful, Kevin. That's right. People are just walking in front of our studio window. No one gives a damn. No one cares. It's fine. It's fine.
If anybody at Sutter Urgent Care is listening,
please.
I'm going to be there soon.
Yeah.
Save a bed for me.
Right. Kay's coming in. Kay's coming in. She's coming in hot.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I will, listen, I'm a good patient.
Yeah, she is.
I'm compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it.
For the most part.
Mostly. Can I tell you something?
Please do.
Every time I'm at a doctor's office, every time, and I'm sitting there waiting, my urge to steal is so strong. I don't do it.
Katie.
I don't do it. But I always think,
no one's even watching me.
Gauze right there in that cabinet. I can just take it.
Fancy scissors.
Right.
I mean, all kinds of stuff.
I mean, my insurance is covering this.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't do it, but.
What about the little hammer for your reflexes?
Could be mine.
Could be yours. I don't know what you do with it, but take it.
I don't know.
You got a Glockenspiel.
What?
You got a Glockenspiel.
What's that?
You don't know what a Glockenspiel is?
No, and stop saying it like other people know what that means.
It's like a xylophone. It's what you use to play.
Yeah, how could I not know what that was?
You're a musician!
Old-timey radio personality.
It's not what?
Hold on, there's somebody at the door.
What are you talking about?
Is that what... That's like what you would play when they do like radio plays, right?
Kevin...
Kevin, tell us about your Glockenspiel.
Pull up a picture of a Glockenspiel for her.
What's a Glockenspiel?
Exactly. What's a Glockenspiel?
No, he said, how do you spell a Glockenspiel?
I
don't know.
Do you know what a Glockenspiel is?
I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, nobody does.
Glockenspiel. Spill?
Google will figure it out.
Okay.
Well, it looks like a xylophone. Okay. Anyway.
Glitch spill is what I got.
It's pretty close. It's pretty cool.
Anyway,
listen, we're sick.
Right. If it doesn't make any sense, it's because our brains have stopped working. We've succumbed to the scarlet fever.
That's right. What's that? I thought somebody stopped by to say thank you for your service. Oh. I guess they didn't. So anyway, coming up.
Do you think that we can get 10% discount at Lowe's now?
For what?
being veterans.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Does the sign specify veteran of what?
They've never said specifically. But I think they're going to know.
You know what? No one in our building is going to say it, but thank you for the people of Sacramento for texting in some text messages to 909-1065. Thank you for your service. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salute
you're
you.
Welcome.
Salute you, son.
Right.
Also, you guys truly are the champions of my morning. Thank you for doing it for us. Get
the
better.
The people.
The people. That's right. The people.
We do it for the people.
For the people's show.
Yeah. It's the people's show.
We have to get out of here. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.